If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk about the Marlins. I really do, because they're worthy of being talked about. But let me just ask you something that I asked Solana at the beginning of the show. If LeBron chooses Miami, what's your reaction going to be? And if LeBron doesn't choose Miami, what's your reaction going to be?
So if he chooses Miami, my reaction is going to be buckle up, because I was an intern when the decision happened. In fact, I was on South, I remember perfectly, I was on South Beach with Adam Cooperstein. I was his intern, his Joe Rose's intern. And Coop ditched me to go to Dwayne Wade's watch party to go get Dwayne Wade's reaction when LeBron made his. So he left me at a random sports bar, no car, in South Beach. but it's just buckle up. Because I remember also the piece of advice, because I was also a producer at that time, and it was the heat or the lead. It was that simple. Like, no matter what, the Heat were the lead story, and that's how it would be again. So if he comes to Miami, the Heat will likely be the lead story night in and night out for this market. I don't want to say, like, no matter what's going on, but it'd be hard to top them as a story with LeBron James coming back, because they're an instant contender status again.
But would you put them at the top of the East? I would. I think they're better than the Knicks if they had LeBron, Bam, and Giannis.
I don't know. I think it would honestly be like some sort of kind of like a horse race at the top of the East, because I think a lot of the teams would be very close. Like, you have the Knicks and you have the 76ers. I think I would drop Cleveland down a peg because of this. If they got him, I think they'd move to the front of the line. But I think it'd be a horse race where it's like you got these teams at 55 to 60 wins and kind of just see who ends up slotting there, one, two, three, or four. But it would come down to, between probably the top of the East decided by a couple games, not by much. But if they don't get him, the reaction would be, I want to say, but it's like now the East is top heavy in a way that I think the West would be top heavy. You would have a couple teams, especially if you went to a team like Cleveland, because I think Cleveland, New York, Philly now are just kind of at this same tier. And if you don't want a guy who's going to win a championship or has been there and done that, LeBron's the guy. And now the Knicks also have those guys. Whereas if you went out West, you'd be kind of, I think, behind. Even if you went to like the Warriors, he'd obviously still be behind, I think, the Spurs and OKC out in that conference.
What's the reaction if LeBron does end up choosing Miami, Cuno? We haven't really been able to figure out, are people going to have this same animosity towards the Miami Heat with LeBron on it once again, like they did in 2010? Probably not to the same extent, because the circumstances are different, but can you see this same like target on their back if he comes and he joins Bam and Giannis?
I don't think the national vitriol will be there like it was last time right out the gate because of everything that went down with the decision. But I think Miami fans in general will invite it, because that's kind of like what we like. And that us against the world mentality, I'd never seen anything like that, where it really felt like night in and night out. It was Miami Heat fans versus everybody else. And maybe a little bit of that comes, but I think LeBron maybe is a little different person from then to now. It's not like, you know, as he says, like his college years were here, where it's almost like a brash thing where, oh, I'm just going to team up with D. Wade and Bosch, and we're going to go not one, not two, not three, not four. I think it's a little different now. I think his role changes no matter what team he goes on. I think for each team, it'll be a little different. But, yeah, I don't think the national media will hate Miami like it once did. I think LeBron's just kind of a polarizing guy in general. You'll have the haters and then you'll have his defenders as usual, but it won't be like it was in 2011.
But I was just curious, your reaction, not necessarily what the league's reaction is going to be, but your reaction, will you be elated if LeBron is coming here as a Heat fan? And will you be dejected if he goes to Cleveland?
I would be elated if he came here, because I just think the story's great. It's like, it's LeBron 2.0, but it's a different version of LeBron, and you have a different cast of characters around him. I think it'd be awesome. If he went to Cleveland, to me, I think that's like the least exciting storyline of all the options. So I just be like,
really,
meh,
but,
okay.
it would be pretty obvious that it would be his farewell season, though, if he went to Cleveland.
Right,
no?
but that's it. It's just like he's going home for one last thing. Because imagine this: if he goes to Philly, he can do something that I don't think we've ever seen, maybe in sports ever, where he goes to Miami, wins a championship, goes back to Cleveland, wins a championship, goes to LA, brings him a championship, and then would go to Philly and possibly be a champion. And then I think really the Michael Jordan conversation has to stop, because if he could go to the championships followed him wherever he went, there they went. If he went to four cities and brought them a title, and they were there because
right,
of him.
Right. If he made some sort of NBA tour and every single place he stopped at, he won a title. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that.
That's why I think Cleveland
MJ didn't
kind of
win
like,
one in Washington. Yeah.
Right. I mean, what were you doing, Jordan? Like, come on. You had everything you needed.
I think it'd be great if MJ came back for one more season with the Bulls. like, let's do LeBron one final one in Cleveland this season, and MJ.
MJ sits in the corner with the cigar and just launches threes.
I just saw Barry Jackson tweet out that Dolphins have one national TV game in the preseason, Giants and Dolphins, but then it says ESPN, which owns NFL Network, is going to black that game out locally, giving CBS4 exclusivity for that second preseason game. Look at you swinging the big one, Cunha.
Well, that's all me.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.